Where are they? I've been waiting around since forever. Did they stand me up? No, there's no way that could happen. I'll just wait a little bit longer, and then... Huh? What are you doing here? No, I definitely need to know so I can figure out a better way to avoid you. I mean, I thought I would be safe at a nice coffee shop like this. You always seem like the type who would be too scared to enter a place like this. You know, the people who might have a panic attack trying to place an order. Yeah, here you are. Why? Huh? Me? I asked you first. Whatever, if you must know. I'm here waiting for someone. But they're taking their sweet time showing up, so I think I'll get out of here pretty soon. Well, yeah, it was supposed to be something like a date. A blind date. One of my teammates set it up for me. But maybe she was just playing a prank on me or something. Showing up this late is pretty ridiculous. Wait. How do you know the name of my friend? Gross, have you finally crossed the line and became a stalker? I guess it was only a matter of time. Is that some kind of joke? You really expect me to believe that she was trying to set me up with you? You have some nerve making a joke like that. Fine. Since you're going to keep being stubborn, I'll settle this right now. I'll call her up and ask. Hey, Tamara, look, I'm waiting at the spot you told me about, but the guy you mentioned is nowhere in sight. Instead, I'm here with... I guess, well, you wouldn't even know a guy like him. He's been in a couple of my classes, though. He's... Hold on. Why do you know his name? I guess you did mention a class like that. I have a bad feeling about this. You've got to be kidding me. You seriously set me up with him? Why did you think we would be a good match? I understand wanting to prank a guy like this, but you have to tell me first. Huh? That's not it. What other reason could there be? That can be right. If you really did see the way we interact at school, there's no way you would... Wait, girl, give me a second. Hey, hold on, dude. Where the heck do you think you're going? Hey, I'll deal with you later, okay? Bye. Okay, look, considering our usual interactions, this is the last thing either of us really wanted or expected, but I spent a lot of time and energy getting ready for today. Like, you have no idea how long it took to coordinate this fit, and it looks like you actually took some time with yours, too. I'm a little impressed. You look completely different from how you do at school. Really? You think I look nice? Of course I do. Like I said, it took a while. My sister even helped me out with it. The point is, we both put in a lot of effort, and we're here now, so let's, you know, try to go on a date. I'm serious, so try not to make me regret it too much. Got it? Anyway, let's get out of here. So, I assumed you had some kind of plan for taking a girl out? Or maybe that's a little too high level for ya. Oh, you actually had something in mind? What was it? Huh? What are those? No way. Are those tickets for the new Dune movie? Where did you get them? I thought they were sold out. The heck? From Tamara? Exactly how long has she been planning this? I told her I wanted to go see it, but I knew I would never be able to get tickets. She just materialized them on a whim. She kind of scares me sometimes with her luck. Rather, were you into this kind of thing? Not many people our age seem to care about it. Well, fine. We can go watch that together. It should be pretty fun, actually. But that show doesn't start for another few hours, right? What were you planning on doing until then? Aha! There's that clueless look I was waiting for. The face really suits you. But really, there's nothing to worry about. Because I have some ideas on how we can kill time until then. Come on, follow me. I still cannot believe that happened. I mean, I saw it, but I can't believe it. That movie was freaking spectacular. Of course I had a great time. No, I had fun the whole time, including our little trip to the mall, don't worry. It was hilarious seeing you get so flustered at every little thing. I would have never guessed that it was your first time at that mall, even though you've been dorming in this town for how long? Oh, that's so crazy to me. So I'm glad I could show you around. Honestly, we only got around to like half of it. We ran out of time before the show started. There's still so much I can show you. Not only at the mall, all over town. Just thinking about the faces you'll make. I can't wait. Maybe I am teasing you a little. But this amount is fine, don't you think? I mean, compared to, you know, how I usually treat you. I'm sorry about that, by the way. And I know just saying sorry isn't enough for what I did. Even so, I have to say it. Otherwise, nothing will change. But if it's like this instead, if I can keep the teasing to a minimum, we can both enjoy it a little more. No way. I can't completely stop teasing you. It would be a waste if I couldn't see your reactions. You can be pretty adorable, you know that? I'm serious. I just never got a chance to notice before. No, that's not quite right. I noticed quite some time ago. I realized it, but I kept messing up, making mistakes. I guess I really do have to spell it out for you. Of course I would. This isn't the kind of thing adults have to deal with. This behavior should have stayed behind in, like, kindergarten. And yet, here we are. The truth is, I've liked you for a while now. Yeah, I knew you would say that. And who could blame you? But it's true. I'm not trying to tease you. It's the exact opposite. I need to finally be honest. I need you to know how I truly feel about you. The way I treated you at school. Of course, there are no excuses for what I did, but that wasn't what you think it was. All of it was to get you to pay attention to me. To think about me as much as possible because I have a crush on you. Do you remember our first semester? The project we prepared up for? That's when it started. The way you treated me then and made me curious about you. You were just so different from all the guys I've known in the past. I wanted to talk to you, get to know you, but I didn't even know how to do something so simple. In the end, I fell back on old habits. That was fine for me because I told myself that we were still close, in a way. It's scary how long people can delude themselves like that. I was stuck in that rut for so long, and all I could do was dig myself deeper. I have to think tomorrow later, because if we didn't get a chance like this, I would have continued to make a fool of myself and continued hurting you. God, I'm doing it again. So freaking egotistical. Trying to sound like a victim when all I've done was put you through hell. I really do apologize. Now that I said everything, there's no reason for any pretext, so I don't have to keep pretending. If you say you never want to see me again, then that's what will happen. I'm not exaggerating, I've treated you terribly. No, that stuff definitely counts as bullying. Huh? Well, what do you mean by that? Really? It was that obvious that I was forcing myself? Does that mean you just went along with all the terrible things I did out of, like, pity? If not pity, then what? Concern? What kind of idiot gets concerned for the person trying to bully him? That's right. It can only be you, and I hope that never changes. Please keep being that hopeful, idealistic idiot. If you do, maybe then I can keep some hope myself. Well, you know, I hope that one day I can really fix this and make you feel the same way about me. I mean, my real feelings, not the ones I pushed down like an idiot. I know it's selfish, but if I'm finally being honest, then I have to be completely honest. Please don't say that. Don't say I don't need to try. This is important to me, and I... Wait. Well, what exactly do you mean by that? You felt the same? You're being serious, aren't you? I can see it on your face. That same gentle expression you always had when I tried to egg you on. It never worked, obviously. You were always stronger than that. Of course, that was just more reason to admire you. She was right. You absolutely are perfect for me. Thank you. For always staying by my side and not giving up on me. I wanted to give you something to show you how thankful I am. Is that okay? No, it's not a prank. Please just trust me for a second. Not that you have much reason to, but forget about that for a second. It's simple. Just close your eyes and hold out your hand. No, your other hand. That's it. Now, stand perfectly still. How is that for a present? My bad, but I couldn't help it. And I figured you could use some kind of reward for putting up with me. Was that a bad idea? Okay, good. I'm glad you didn't mind. Oh, you can put your hand down now. I sat down, not on my cheek. What are you even... Oh. It's like I said. I can't completely stop teasing you. I'll miss out on great moments like that kiss. I'm really glad we were able to talk like this. Able to get close like this. I'm so happy I don't know what to do with myself. No, wait. I actually do have another idea left. Yeah, actually there was one more place I wanted to show you around. Sure, you can think of it as a continuation of your blind date. I know it's late, but I have to ask anyway. Well, would you mind coming back to my place? So yeah, this is my bedroom. What do you think? You didn't expect me to have an anime poster on my wall? Dude, I'm more cultured than you give me credit for. Anyways, why don't we sit on the bed? I want to show you something. What do I want to show you? Oh, it's nothing. It's just... I have no idea how much I wanted to do that earlier. I was practically bursting, having to keep a lid on all my desires. I was trying so hard not to jump you and kiss you all over. Yeah, I have no idea. It tastes so good. Your lips feel so good against mine. Hey, is it getting warm in here, or is it just me? You can tell. You can feel my temperature rising, huh? Well, let's fix that. Let's get these clothes off. I can't bear it any longer. I need to see all of you. You're blushing. You're so cute, you know that. Here, let me get your shirt off. It's a nice shirt, but I'd rather see what's underneath. You've got such a nice body. I can't believe I get to touch all of it. It's like a dream. What's that you say? Oh, don't be shy. It's not like I didn't notice. I know you have a boner. It's only natural, and you look so cute. Here, let me take care of that for you. I love the look on your face right now. It's so cute. I love it. Here, lay down. That's it. Spread your legs. Come on, show me your cock. What a good boy you are. You're already so hard. Let me touch it. I'm going to make it feel so good. I want to suck on it. I want to suck on your dick. Can I? Let me stroke it with my tongue. Do you like that? Would you like me to put it deep into my throat? I'm going to give you the best blowjob ever. Let me make you come. I'm gonna suck you dry. You can come whenever you want. Don't hold back. What's the cell? Want me to suck you faster? You're so cute. You're such a good boy. And to please you, I'll make you come. So just relax. Let go. Come inside my mouth. Give it to me. Yeah, that's it. Come for me. Shoot your load. Give me every drop of it. That's a lot. It tastes so good. You're still twitching, huh? Don't worry, you did great. I'm glad I was able to do that for you. So, Can we be boyfriend and girlfriend now?